Okay. Denise, I think the floor is yours, right?
Okay, we are now on the record. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Would everyone join me in the flag salute, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is the January 28th, 2020 public meeting of the Zoning Board of Adjustment of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, and State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Public Meetings Act, in that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger, no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. We have the first agenda item. We have already sworn in the new members prior to the beginning of the meeting. I'll do the roll call now. Dr. Lewis?
Absent.
Mr. Mattson?
Here.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Here.
Mr. McTiernan?
Present.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Here.
Mr. Roberts?
Here.
Ms. Stevens?
Here.
And Mr. Yeager?
Here.
We have a quorum. Okay, the next on the agenda is nominations and elections. Do we have any nominations for board chairman, chairperson?
I nominate Tom McCaffrey.
Second.
Okay. Are there any other nominations?
Ask if there's any other nominations, Denise.
You both said it at the same time. Are there any other nominations?
Oh, I didn't hear. Okay. Sorry.
That's okay. No worries. Are there any other nominations?
None.
Okay. Okay, so Mr. Mattson?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
Mr. Roberts?
Yes.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
And Mr. Yeager?
Yes.
Well, I can turn it over to Chairman McCaffrey.
Thank you very much. Thank you all. Appreciate the vote of confidence. And I'm not going to use the gavel here because it's glowing. John, you're not seeing this, but last month the gavel came apart. So this month I came with wood glue and my hot glue gun, and I've been working on this. So it's glowing, and it'll be ready in time for next month, I'm sure. So nominations for vice chairperson, please.
I'd like to nominate John Mattson.
Okay, and a second on that, please.
I'll second.
Okay, are there any other nominations? Nominations are closed. Denise, would you call the roll on that, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Mattson?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
Mr. Roberts?
Yes.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
And Mr. Yeager?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Okay, great. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. All right. I will read off the list of board experts so it's on the record, and then we can have one motion to adopt them.
Wait a minute. Did Denise insert a vice chair pro tem into the agenda?
No, she didn't.
I did not, but I meant to tell you because I have it on my sheet, so that's why I was just going to.
Okay. Do we need a nomination for that one? I guess we do, right?
Because yes, correct.
Okay. So, we have nominations for vice chair pro tem, please. And just in case people don't know, last time around, it was Sharon, right, for the last couple of years.
Yep. Okay. Sharon, do you want it again? I mean, I'd be happy to do it, but if you'd like it, you've already been doing it.
Okay.
Let's have a competitive vote.
I'll nominate David Pfeffer.
I'll second.
Second. Okay. Any other nominations?
I nominate Sharon.
I don't know how to record that on the vote sheet. I don't know how to get help for that.
Okay, is there a second?
Or a second?
You're making this hard. We got a second. First, we already had a second on Dave. You nominated Sharon.
Yes.
Now we have a second for Sharon. Okay.
All right, so you actually do a roll call vote. Instead of a yes or a no,
right.
you vote the name.
Okay. You're making this difficult, but okay.
All right,
sure.
Let me just clarify that I got this correct the first time. So the nomination for Dave Pfeffer was made by
me.
Made by Tom, correct. And seconded by Sharon?
No, by me.
Or Dave Roberts. Okay, I put that in the wrong line. That's why I wanted to verify that. Okay. And then the motion to nominate Sharon was Tom
Yeager
and Dan.
Correct.
Okay.
And the nominations are closed. Would you call for the vote?
You call for a roll call vote.
Right.
Okay. For each name?
No. To say who do you want, right?
Who
do you want?
Okay. Got it. Okay. Mr. Mattson, your vote?
Sharon Stevens.
Okay. Mr. McCaffrey?
David Pfeffer.
Mr. McTiernan?
Sharon.
Okay. Mr. Pfeffer?
Myself.
Mr. Roberts?
Dave Pfeffer.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes, myself.
And Mr. Yeager?
Sharon Stevens.
Okay, so we have 7 votes, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4 for Sharon Stevens.
Okay. All right. We're ready to move on to professionals. That was exciting, wasn't it? Yes, right.
That was a first.
Okay. So for the position, of attorney, the proposals for John Drill, for conflict attorney, Jay Bone, for engineering experts, Kathy Marcelli, and Larry Plevere from Mott McDonald, traffic expert Kathy Marcelli, lighting expert Jason Harkin from Mott McDonald, planning experts Joe Burgess and Tom Behrens from Burgess Associates, landscape architect Jim Mazzucco from Bosenberg and Company, conflict landscape architect John Morgan Thomas from John Morgan Thomas as a company, environmental expert Jeffrey Keller from Habitat by Design, geology and hydrogeology expert Matt Mulhall from M2 Associates, board stenographer Jackie Clapp, secretary Denise Filardo of Clinton Township, and newspapers for publication Hunter County Democrat and the Star Ledger, which are both part of New Jersey Advanced Media. So are there any comments or questions to that list of professionals?
Do we have a conflict planner on there?
Conflict.
We do not.
Planner. We do not. I don't know that we needed one.
Yeah, last year it came up. I know it came up with the planning board, and we decided that it hasn't been an issue, and if it were, we would address it at that time.
I think we made the same decision here because we didn't appoint one last year.
Why is he a conflict attorney? John doesn't view any work for any other municipalities.
In the past, we've used Jay Bone.
Why do we need one?
Put it this way. In the past, I've only had conflicts of schedule. Now I have another attorney at my office, so it would be a very rare occurrence. And way back when, a family member had a business relationship with Sprint Communications, so anytime they came in, but that no longer exists either. So quite frankly, I really can't imagine a case where I would have a conflict of interest. I really can't anymore. And I guess it's just a vestige and left over because you've done it that way. It's up to you, but...
Does it cost us anything to have a conflict attorney? They don't charge us to have them. Like,
no.
There's no retainer. And we don't sign a contract with them either, right? I don't remember.
Well, no, you sign a contract if you have to use them. I guess the advantage is you lock someone in to a price, and if you need them, you got them, and you don't have to go looking around for one. So to that extent, I guess there is something to say for it.
Well, we don't.
I didn't do a contract.
We don't do contracts for them.
I haven't done contracts for the conflict.
Right, I don't remember signing one for the last few years.
No.
So it doesn't cost us anything.
I only asked you. It's more believable that we would need a conflict planner than a conflict attorney, and we're not doing a conflict planner.
Right.
That's a separate issue. Maybe you should look for a conflict planner, but just because you don't have a conflict planner, it doesn't mean you shouldn't have a conflict attorney, even though the chances of me having a conflict are probably less than 1%.
And you can always appoint a conflict planner pro tem.
I understand. It's just so you understand. It's if someone has a conflict, you gotta run around, you got a hearing date, and you have pressure on you. If you appoint these people in advance, it's like no sweat off Denise's back. I mean, it makes it very easy to lock someone up.
If the planning board decides to go find one, we could add them to our list, but neither the planning board nor the Board of Adjustment used a conflict planner last year. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct, Tom, but listen, if the board wanted to find a conflict planner, maybe the planning board would go along for the ride also.
Yeah.
It doesn't always have to be that the BOA follows the planning board. Maybe the planning board would follow the BOA.
Yeah, could be.
Well, it would probably come down to whoever needs a
conflict planner, to be quite frank about it, John Madsen hired me as the BOA attorney, and then the planning board, after a couple of years, hired me. They followed the Board of Adjustment on that.
Okay. So we could do that. There's nothing pressing for us to do it, right? Put it on the list. Okay. So, again, anyone have any questions, other questions on the professional? Okay. Could I have a motion to appoint all of these professionals en masse?
So I move the appointment of the slate of professionals.
Okay. And a second?
Sure.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays or abstentions? There are none. Okay.
Tom, just because that motion was worded to appoint all the professionals, just get another motion to adopt the official papers or any other appointment that wasn't a professional.
Okay. Would that be, is that only the newspaper?
No, Jackie Clapp, technically, the board stenographer is not considered a professional. She can't charge the escrow account, so that would be her. That would be the official papers. And then do you have any other resolutions that don't involve a professional?
No.
Is Denise covered by the list of professionals?
No, because I guess I'm really a township employee,
well,
correct?
Quite frankly, you know what? You should also make a motion to adopt Denise as the secretary.
Yeah,
she's not a professional. She's not considered a professional either. She can't charge the escrow account.
Okay. Motion to appoint Jackie Clapp as board stenographer, please.
So moved.
And a second?
Okay.
Second. Right. You ready, Denise? Can we vote on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays or abstentions? None. Motion, please, to appoint Denise Filardo as board secretary.
So moved.
So moved. And a second, please. Second. You get that, Denise?
Who was the second on that one?
Tom Yeager.
Okay. Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays or abstentions? None. Motion, please, to name the Hunterdon County Democrat and Star Ledger as newspapers for publications of legal notices. We don't have that on here, and we had some discussion about this last time. We published the notice in there, but they're not the official papers. Is that right, Denise?
That's correct. We had this discussion
a year ago on exactly this point.
Yeah, John, can you explain that again, what the difference is? So for notice for hearings, we use the Hunterdon Democrat and the Star Ledger.
John, you hearing the question?
No, I'm not hearing the question.
So our newspaper for publications are the Democrat and the Express Times. The Star Ledger, and those are the ones we named. And a year ago, we had the same question. We also used the Express Times for something else, but they're not.
So what you're doing is you're appointing papers where your official notices go.
Right.
Applicants, the MLUL says that for their 10-day notices, they're supposed to use an official paper, but if they can't, they can also use a general circulation, so they have an option. The issue comes up with if you want to have a special meeting and you have to put out an Open Public Meetings Act notice, that has to go in two papers, and again, you have an option under the Open Public Meetings Act that, you know, you're supposed to try for the official paper, but you don't have to. So, you know, if you wanted to, let me ask you this. Denise, do you know who, which newspapers the township appointed as their official papers?
I don't know for sure.
I can't hear what she's saying.
She's checking. She's not sure. Let me ask this. Can we just stop publishing in the Express Times and the Courier News?
Yeah.
Well, we don't...
Why don't you just not do that and just name your official papers, you know, the local, I mean, the weekly and the Star Ledger, and don't publish in the others unless you have, you know, if you have to do an open public meeting act notice, and you have to do that within 48 hours, and the Hunter County Democrat, you know, is only a weekly, you can put it in that other paper anyway, even if, though it's not an official paper. So I would just name the two papers, the Hunter County Democrat and the Star Ledger, as your official papers.
And then we can...
The only exception would be if the township names one of those other papers as their official paper, I'd also add them. But I don't know what they've done.
Okay, I just checked the council reorg agenda, and they mentioned designating official newspapers contained in a resolution, so I would have to get a copy of that resolution to see the names of the newspapers.
So she can't tell because the detail is not listed in the paperwork in front.
Okay, so let me make a suggestion. Name the Hunter County Democrat and the Star Ledger, and if the township has appointed another newspaper or any other newspapers as official newspapers, also them.
Why do we have to match what the township does? Can we not just go with the Ledger and the Democrat?
You could, but if they name some other paper, I'm thinking of the Open Public Meetings Act.
Yeah.
You'd probably want to go in one of their official papers, especially if it's a daily. And again, for Open Public Meeting Act notices, you got to put it in two papers. And I wouldn't want to see you get, you know, boxed into a problem where the Hunter County Democrat's only a weekly. And because of that, you couldn't have a special meeting when you wanted to have it. Let's say you had some kind of zoning emergency,
yeah,
you know, litigation or something like that.
Okay. So we want to go with the Democrat and the Star Ledger, and then Denise, my next meeting, you can tell us if there's another one that we need to add?
Yes.
Okay.
But I still don't know if we got the question answered.
Do we need to advertise in anything other than the two, than the official newspapers, whether that ends up being two or three? Can we get rid of the...
You do not have to advertise in anything other than...
So we could get rid of the Express Times, the Hunterdon Review, and the Courier News.
That's correct.
Would that leave us with two?
Would leave us with the Star Ledger and the Democrat.
Okay.
And then if the township has one more, we could add it next month, okay?
Does that work?
Great.
Okay. So can a motion please to appoint or name the Democrat and the Star Ledger as the newspapers for publication of legal notices?
So moved.
And a second. Second. Frickin' frack on the left.
All in favor?
All.
Aye.
Any nays or abstentions? None. Okay, next, approval of the calendar for 2020, which has been distributed. Does anyone need to see this?
No, I only have a question about it.
Go ahead.
The May meeting, May 11th, is that correct?
Yes.
That really moved up a bit.
Well, the reason for that is the fourth Monday is the holiday. The first and the third Mondays are planning board designated meetings.
Okay.
So that left the 11th,
so
the 11th open.
Night,
right.
Still at 7 o'clock. All
correct.
Of these are at 7 o'clock.
Yes. Yes. It was just tonight that was different,
yes,
because of the reorg dinner.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Motion to approve the calendar, please.
Mm-hmm.
And a second?
Second.
I'm making this hard for him. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays or abstentions? Or I'm not. Approval of rules and regulations for 2020. John, I didn't see any changes. Did anyone ask for change?
No changes, and no one asked for any changes.
Okay. Could I have a motion to approve the rules and regulations for 2020, please?
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
Did you get that, Denise?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays or abstentions? Okay, none. Approval of the vouchers, I looked through there. We had a meeting number, and there were a fair number for Baker already have come through.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's because reports and reviews had already been prepared because they were supposed to be.
Right. No, I wasn't complaining. I was just observing there's a modern amount of work going on.
The only question I have, I noticed the planning board was on some of those charges.
That has to do with setting up blanket purchase orders. We now have to, local finance requires from the state that we have to encumber all funds beforehand, and we never used to do that with escrows. So we're setting up in some cases, and it's a little hard to understand, in some cases we're setting up blanket purchase orders to do that. However, if it's an account that has a balance that is over a certain amount, we're not using that practice. So it's a little confusing. But in order to comply with state requirements, that's to encumber funds.
You're saying it's correct, it's not an error?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Is there another question? Okay. I'll move that we approve payment of the vouchers. Second, please.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays or abstentions? None. Okay. Minutes from December 9th. We have, I didn't print those out here. So I looked them over. I sent a note to Denise that I thought, I didn't have any corrections, but I thought maybe they were a little more detailed than was required. Sharon, I see you shaking your...
More
detail than was necessary. And I know, John, you were going to either comment on that.
So I spoke with Denise about this in general, and actually pretty specifically earlier today, and she knows that the minutes don't have to be that detailed, but if she feels in a particular case they should be more detailed, she's going to do it. She felt in this case, because the reasons that were given were the reasons that were set forth in a prior resolution, and she had the information there, so she put it in for that reason.
Okay. So it was a conscious decision on your part, Denise, to go beyond what was required because you thought it was prudent in this case.
Well, it was, because one of the requirements is to do the board findings and conclusions.
Yeah.
And I felt as though, based on what happened in the prior approvals, was part of how the board came to their decision to grant the relief in the current application.
Okay. Okay. I just didn't, I wanted to make sure you didn't think that it was automatically required that you do.
After speaking with her, she absolutely made a conscious decision, and I think she did the right thing.
Okay, good. I'm fine with that. So eligible, does anyone else have any comments or corrections? Eligible members would be Mattson, McCaffrey, McTiernan, Pfeffer, Roberts, and Stevens. So Denise, would you just call the roll? Do we have a
motion
to, and a second?
Second.
And a second. Did you get that, Denise?
Yes.
Okay. Would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Mattson?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
Mr. Roberts?
Yes.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, great. Thank you. And last is the annual report for 2019. And John Drill had a suggestion to add something, which I'm just going to read into the record here. This was on page 4, case number 7, DiSapio. Let me just read the whole thing. What I had written was, DiSapio submitted an application for the construction of two new commercial buildings on an already developed lot on Route 31 North. One of the buildings was intended for a non-permitted motor vehicle-related use. And then John Drill added, the board voiced concern during the hearing regarding the design of the non-permitted motor vehicle building and the need for an additional office building. The applicant requested an adjournment of the hearing to consider the issues raised by the board, and then back to what I had initially written. After the applicant failed to prosecute the application, the board elected to dismiss without prejudice. So that's now part of the annual report. So I've got that, and you had one other. The word August needs to be capitalized on page 3. Other than that, does anyone have any comments or suggestions or corrections to the annual report?
No, yeah, looks great. Good job.
Okay, thank you. It's interesting how much our volume has dropped off over the years. When you see it in a graph like that, we were near 30 and now we're under 10. So, and still John doesn't come to see us, but it's okay.
Hey, listen, This one's a no charge because you guys are letting me take care of my emergency.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, John. I don't know if that's necessary, but okay.
I'm serious.
Okay.
Thank you.
Motion. Motion to approve the annual. Could you put that in the minutes, please? Just to, I don't know, John, Jill. Put it in the minutes. No, I'm serious because.
Put it in there. You'll see. Occasionally, if I do this with the planning board, it's because, you know, the meeting only goes 10 minutes, and I actually send out a bill with the time, and then it says no charge. That's what I'm going to do for you guys.
Yeah. Just in case anyone sees the minutes and says, oh, he joined by phone, if they read down, they'll say, oh, there was a no charge there. So
that's right.
I think if anyone reads, they'll say, well, what's the deal here? Well, this guy was charging us, so I was serious when I said maybe it ought to be reflected in the minutes.
Okay.
No charge.
Yep.
Motion to approve the 2019 annual report, please.
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays or abstentions? Okay, I think that's it. And Denise, what do we have coming down the road, please?
We have the Baker application scheduled for next month.
Yes, which should be an interesting, will be a full hearing, right?
Yes. Okay. And that is all we have because two reasons. First of all, they requested that they be the only hearing when they came back and don't have anything else as of yet.
Okay. And just to remind you, I had asked George Diltz, you know, could they please send us some kind of outline of their testimony, the rationale for the plan, you know, what justifies the D-use variance? And he says, yep, I got it, I'm going to get to it. Now, whether they do or they don't
I've not received
is up to them. They may choose not to do that, but I, for one, will have a keen eye open for what the rationale is for the variance. So, anyone else have anything they want to offer for the good? Okay. Motion to adjourn, please.
So moved.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Done. All right, John.
All right.
Thanks.
Have a good night.
Good luck with your case.
Take care.